Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what can the Atlanta Falcons learn from the 49ers? Do you know that the 49ers in the last 11 years have been in 5 conference championship games? 5 times in the last 11 years they've made the conference championship. Now, they haven't won a Super Bowl in that time, okay? But what can the Falcons learn? Have the 49ers had the same head coach through this whole run? No. They had Jim Harbaugh was there. Kyle Shanahan's here. How about have they had the same quarterback? Have they had the same franchise quarterback? No. Do you know now that they've had 3 different quarterbacks? Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, Colin Kaepernick. Have they had elite quarterback play? No. I mean, they've had good quarterback play, and Purdy's played pretty well. Jimmy Garoppolo's been a pretty good quarterback. Colin Kaepernick did some good things in the league, but they haven't had, you know, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady type of quarterback play. But what have the 49ers done consistently? No matter who their coach is, no matter who their quarterback is, no matter how many different quarterbacks they've run through, what do the 49ers do well? They are the best line of scrimmage team in the entirety of the NFL. Let me repeat that. They are the best line of scrimmage team in the entirety of the NFL. Right now, you look, offensive line. I don't know that there's a better offensive lineman in the entirety of the NFL, regardless of position, than Trent Williams. He's a first-team All-NFL player. He's arguably the best left tackle, and he might be the best overall offensive lineman in the entire of the NFL. And McGlinchey and those guys, they're always really good, and they've been good for this whole run. Defensively, whether it's Aldon Smith, Bosa, Eric Armstead, no matter who it is, what was the kid's name? Justin Smith, right? No matter what they've had, they've always had elite defensive line play. When they played the Falcons in the playoffs several years ago, whether it's right now, they are on the offensive and defensive sides of the football, the best line of scrimmage team. And so when we start talking about, you know, the Falcons need to spend money here, they need to spend money there, they need to trade for this quarterback and give up all these assets and things like that. You know, I say stay the course. The NFL is such a simple game. You know, we can talk about all the intricacies and different things like that, but at the end of the day, if you are great along your line of scrimmage, then you can rotate quarterbacks. You can have more than one. You don't have to have a franchise quarterback. You don't have to have elite wide receivers. You don't have to have elite tight ends. You don't have to have elite cover guys. You can get away with all of those things if you're the best at the line of scrimmage. And I've always had a very simple axiom about football, that when the referee places the ball on the ground, the closer to the football you're great, your best players are located, the better your roster will be. And so whether it's Desmond Ridder, Marcus Mariota, what have you, if you have elite line of scrimmage play on both the offensive and defensive sides of the football, you can win. Now, look, the 49ers haven't gotten over that magic hill and won the Super Bowl, and that's probably more tied into because you don't have some of the elite quarterback play. You don't have Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers and some of those guys, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But the 49ers have been as good as an organization. And by the way, we're a long ways removed from Joe Montana and Steve Young and Jerry Rice. Like, those guys are not here anymore. The Bill Walsh era and all the... We're past all of that kind of stuff, you know? This isn't George Seifert taking Steve Young and inheriting him and going to the Super Bowl and winning the thing. We're a long ways past all of those times out there. But they are the best line of scrimmage team in the NFL on both their offensive and defensive sides of the football. And that's what wins. You know, when you are that good, you're always in the mix. Now, maybe you don't always make the Super Bowl. Maybe you don't win the Super Bowl. That comes a lot down to quarterback play. You know, when your quarterback is the MVP of the league, and I did this years ago, when your quarterback's the MVP of the league, you normally are most likely in the Super Bowl or usually at worst in the conference championship game. You're winning the Super Bowl, you're in the Super Bowl, or worst case scenario, and it's like 80-something percent when your quarterback is the MVP of the league as far as being in a conference championship game and in the Super Bowl. Like, it's a staggering percentage-wise. And think about all the quarterbacks. Cam Newton won the MVP. He went to the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, the MVP, went to the Super Bowl. Rich Gannon, the MVP, went to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. The list goes on and on and on and on of those guys. And that's, you know, that's a lot of the difference between can you get there and win the Super Bowl. But if you want to be consistently good in this league, then you have to have outstanding line of scrimmage play. And it's why I get so frustrated when I see tight ends and wide receivers and things like that being drafted with our top picks. Now, the Falcons' offensive line played really well this year. You know, we'll talk about, you know, Pro Football Focus has one free agent every team in the league can't afford to lose. You know, they've gotten some really good offensive line play. Lindstrom should have been first team all pro. He should have been first team. But, you know, again, you know, when you don't have that reputation and things like that, you know, it is what it is. It gets to be some popularity contest, but Chris Lindstrom should have been first-team All-Pro. And they got Caleb McGarry's best year. They were at least competent at left guard because they were incompetent the year before. In fact, they had the worst interior offensive lineman maybe I've ever seen in the NFL last year. They were at least competent. Jake Matthews is still a solid starter. He's not great. He's not elite. He's not Trent Williams, but he's solid enough. But that defensive line, and look, they have done some good things. I think Taquan Graham was playing better, and he certainly, you know, he did the step forward from year one to year two. Grady had a really good year. Ebba Cady did some nice things, but we don't sack the quarterback enough. Bottom line. You know, if you can't sack the quarterback in this league, or, you know, if you're not a 40-sack team, your chances of going really far, either to the playoffs, in the playoffs, or through the playoffs, isn't very high. It's not coincidence that the Eagles and the Chiefs also are 1-2 in the league in sacks.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we've talked about that 40 sack number before. But you have to have outstanding line of scrimmage play. And it hasn't mattered to the 49ers, whatever quarterback. Listen, what was Colin Kaepernick drafted? Was he a third-round pick? He was out of Nevada. I think it was a third-round pick. We know Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick of the draft. And I think Garoppolo was a second-round pick that obviously the 49ers traded for him. Was he a third-round pick?
He was actually the 36th overall pick, so he's second round.
Okay, so he was second-round pick.
Yes.
So whether you pick high, pick in the middle, pick at the bottom, wherever you pick, if you have great line-of-scrimmage play, you can win and win consistently in this league. If you defensively, if you can't do anything else defensively, if you don't have great personnel or things like that.
Just as a heads up, Jimmy G was the 62nd overall pick. So that's third
okay,
round, right?
So he was third round.
Yeah, second, right. Third round.
Yeah. So if he was 66, so barring any, you know, compensatory picks or anything like that, but those are normally fourth round picks. So second round, third round, Mr. Irrelevant. When you have that kind of line of scrimmage play, now, where did Bosa get drafted? Oh, I don't know. He was what, third in the, what was he, the third overall pick or second overall pick? Second or third overall pick. You know, when you can change the dynamic on that side of the football, yeah, second overall pick, right? Eric Armstead was a first round pick. I think Aldon Smith back in the day, I think he was a first round pick. When you have those kinds of game changers on your line of scrimmage, Trent Williams, Bosa, Armstead, when you have those kinds of guys, you know, even the Arden Keys and guys like that, when you're that good along your offensive and defensive lines, you'll be in every game. You'll win a lot more of those games than you'll lose. And it's the way to advance in the playoffs. So if there's a lesson that the Falcons can learn, you know, when they're talking about trading all this capital for quarterbacks, spending all this money, you know, drafting wide receivers and pass catchers and things like that. Be great on your offensive and defensive lines of scrimmage. Line of scrimmage play, line of scrimmage play, line of scrimmage play. It's tried and true for what wins in the NFL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.